GOP leaders slam liar and hypocrite Biden's outrageous Hunter pardon, most lawless administration in history. By Joshua Klein on December 2, 2024. President Joe Biden's pardon of his criminal son, Hunter, is an outrageous abuse of the rule of law that has undermined trust in the justice system. According to Republican lawmakers, who accused the 82-year-old president of weaponizing law enforcement, decried the two tiers of justice in Biden's America, and labeled his administration the most lawless in history. In an unprecedented move, the president issued a pardon to his son, Hunter Biden, for crimes spanning the last decade, sparking fierce criticism from Republican lawmakers and conservative commentators. This after Biden promised "I will not pardon him" in June after a jury found him guilty on three federal gun charges. In response, Hunter issued a statement Sunday, saying his mistakes, which were done during the darkest days of my addiction, were exploited to publicly humiliate and shame me and my family for political sport. GOP leaders characterize the pardon as a blatant abuse of power, undermining the rule of law, and a desperate attempt to shield the Biden family from further investigation. Drawing parallels to the double standard in the Biden administration's approach to justice, President-elect Donald Trump questioned the scope of the move. Does the pardon given by Joe to Hunter include the J6 hostages, who have now been imprisoned for years? Such an abuse and miscarriage of justice, he wrote. Senator Tom Cotton, R.R., condemned the pardon, calling the ordeal an affront to the rule of law, pointing to past controversies, including a sweetheart plea deal for Hunter that was thwarted only after judicial scrutiny. Calling it an outrageous abuse of the rule of law, all to protect the Biden family business of selling access and influence. Senator Josh Hawley, R.M.O., contrasted Hunter's treatment with the current administration's aggressive actions against political opponents, such as parents, pro-life activists, and President Donald Trump. Never forget, while Hunter was selling access to the big guy, Joe Biden's administration sent SWAT teams to the homes of proliferers, recruited spies in Catholic parishes, treated parents as domestic terrorists, and prosecuted Trump, he stated, describing it as the most lawless administration in history. Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., chair of the House Judiciary Committee, linked the pardon to the GOP's ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Biden. "Democrats said there was nothing to our impeachment inquiry," he wrote. "If that's the case, why did Joe Biden just issue Hunter Biden a pardon for the very things we were inquiring about?" Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, lambasted the move as evidence of a two-tier justice system, arguing that Hunter Biden has benefited from privileges denied to Trump and his family. "Hunter Biden broke gun laws, he broke the FARA Act, and worst of all, he broke the MAN Act by sex trafficking women across the country. This pardon is Joe Biden's admission that Hunter is a criminal. Biden tried to throw President Trump's sons in jail, but he lets his son off free even though he's a convict. His FBI and DOJ raided Barron's bedroom and Melania's closet at Mar-a-Lago. Joe Biden is a liar and a hypocrite, all the way to the end," she added. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, suggested that Hunter Biden is only receiving a pardon because his last name is Biden. "There are two tiers of justice in Biden's America," she declared. Senator Chuck Grassley, RIA, expressed personal shock, stating, "Biden said many, many times he wouldn't pardon Hunter, and I believed him. Shame on me," he added. The pardon, which spans crimes dating back to 2014, highlights severe allegations against Hunter Biden, including tax evasion and firearm violations, and other potential crimes, while raising grave concerns about President Biden's honesty and the Justice Department's perceived weaponization and political bias. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.